Neil Thompson joins us now. He is with Robert Trent Jones Golf. He is actually the director of instruction at the Academy of Golf at the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail. And Neil is kind enough to give us some of his time on this Monday. Neil, good morning. How are you?
Very well, Jacob. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it was quite a historic U.S. Open this weekend with the kind of numbers Rory McIlroy put up. He broke just about every record that was previously held by Tiger Woods. Just about, not quite all of them. Well, in the U.S. Open, anyway. What were your overall impressions of his tournament this past weekend?
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously playing a different golf course from everyone else. You know, you can use all the cliches under the sun, but yeah, I mean, obviously he was playing superb. He's seems like every shot he hit came out right at the middle of the club face. His distance control was excellent. You know, he seemed to hit more fairways, more greens. And then obviously his putting, I think, has been a little bit of an Achilles heel relative to the rest of his game, and it seemed to come around as well. So you add it all together, and you've got a good player playing, well, a very good player playing very good golf, and, you know, in tough conditions, or, you know, US Open is usually very tough conditions. And this week it was a bit softer. Obviously the greens were softer, and, yeah, everything went his way. He got up early and kept going. And it's a question, everyone was just waiting to see, could he hang on, if he'd learned his lessons from Augusta, and the answer was obviously yes.
Well, everybody seems to want to jump to the conclusion of projecting this guy over a long period of time, and Tiger Woods has, he endured the test of time, and of course won a great resume of 14 majors, but and many people want to put Rory McIlroy up on a pedestal like that this early. I think that's a little bit dangerous. I just want to get your thoughts on that. It's really early in his career.
I agree. I mean, I still to this day think Tiger was a bit special. I still think he is a bit special. I think what made Tiger's game was his mental. I mean, obviously he had the physical tools, but now a lot of people are getting the same physical tools that, you know, when he came out, he was competing against players that, you know, just couldn't compete physically with him, I think. But the one thing that separates Tiger from everyone else is his mental edge. And that's what we've got to see with Rory. Personally, I think he would have been better off winning the US Open by a shot or in a playoff than winning by 8 shots, because that's still, obviously, we know he lapped the field, we know he hung on. It would have been interesting to me had he come back to the field after the third round, say, you know, 3 or 4 shot lead, and then been a bit more nervous Sunday. But as a result, you know, he increased his lead from Friday to Saturday.
Right.
From Saturday to Saturday. So I don't know if he's been tested. You've got to think this kid's only won 3 tournaments, but he's won 3 tournaments in his lifetime as a professional golfer. So, you know, I agree with putting him on a pedestal a bit early, only because his performance was, you know, similar maybe to his Tiger as Pebble Beach, where he was so dominant. But I think it'd be true to say that he's... I'd like to have seen him tested more mentally, coming down the stretch with some, other players coming at him and see how he hung on, or, you know, what would have fared. You know, that's the thing with Tiger, that, you know, he's been there and done that, and no one would ever question his capabilities coming down the stretch. So, yes, I think only time will tell, but I'd like to see Rory have a couple of close ones and see what happens there, and if he can pull through, then maybe the comparisons will be a little bit fairer. But right now, no, it's silly to put them in the same boat, I think.
You mentioned Tiger, and nobody really knows what is going to happen with him next. He tried to play earlier this year in the Players' Championship, and then the knee just was too much for him. And so he decided to opt out of the U.S. Open, but he eventually will be healed. Do you think, though, when he does become completely healed, he can return to the form he once held?
Quite possibly he can return to the form that he had. It's a question, you know, I'd say what it is, a lot of other players are playing some good golf too.
Mm-hmm.
I just think there's a new breed of players who have come around. Let's put it this way. 10 years ago, when Tiger was playing his best golf, I guess there was the big five. There was Tiger, Ernie, Phil, Retief, and Vijay Singh.
Mm-hmm.
And usually one of those five was going to be one of the winners. And now I think there's more than 5 golfers who could win. Not saying that there were just only 5 then, but I think there was a big 5. And outside of that, there was a bit of a void before the next person. And I'd say there's a lot more players. And there's some hungry ones out there who want to develop a resume. They want to be known as the next best thing. and they've got the physical tools that Tiger has. You know, the one thing he's got is experience. So, you know, it was fantastic, I think, watching the Masters this year, seeing him make a charge, but it was a little bit unlike Tiger-like we've seen in the past when he, say, three-putted that 12 green and lost a couple of opportunities. It would have been interesting to see had he got in the clubhouse and posted 12 under to see how Schwartz will actually finish the 14 there, because I still think Tiger will intimidate players.
Yeah.
And shows he's still got the game. He just, you know, like I said, his focus may have disappeared a little bit on that back nine, hard to say, but that front nine was electric. So, yeah, I mean, I hope he makes it back, because I think he's fantastic for golf.
Right.
That's just my opinion.
Well, you mentioned talking about the younger golfers, and Jason Day finished second in the Masters and finished second yesterday. He's maybe the understated golfer of the year now, because McIlroy was the story at Augusta, and that he couldn't pull off the win, and he was the story again today. But talk a little bit about Jason Day and what he showed.
Well, I mean, this lad is obviously I think he won the Nationwide Tour Championship when he was like 19. So obviously he's come over from Australia, you know, and straight away gets on the Nationwide Tour, goes straight through that. And, you know, these are no mug players out there. You know, some good players out there, you know, I guess in his first season, or maybe it was his second season, you know, straight away onto the PGA Tour. And he's, you know, he's held his own so far. But obviously he's got a well-rounded game, because he finds a way to, you know, scrap it out in the majors, and the majors are going to show, you know, show any vulnerability you have. I would say with Jason Day, just from what I observe, he doesn't seem like in the Masters or even the US Open, he was striking the ball particularly well. Mm-hmm. He just gets it in the hole. And that is a very admirable quality, because, you know, when we've all got our A games going, we all can look good players. But I don't know if it's fair to say if he didn't have his A game or he did. Only he could answer that.
Mm-hmm.
But he sure seemed to get the ball in the hole and get the job done. And hats off to him. He looks a pretty good performer, and he looks a very good putter. And I think that's obviously essential if you're going to win a major. You know. So yeah, looks a good package, that player, for sure. A good looking swing. I'm surprised actually, for such a good looking swing, you occasionally get a bit erratic. But again, so you know, there's a lot of players you could put in that bracket.
You alluded to it a little bit earlier, but the course setup this year was, I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and say it, it was easy compared to other U.S. Opens. This was the lowest ever final score of a U.S. Open. It just seemed like all those records about scoring were shattered. I personally don't like that. I like for it to be tough, because I think that is what the U.S. Open is all about. Give me your impressions of the course and how it played this weekend.
Oh, I would say, yeah, definitely. When they're hitting shots out of the rough and the ball is stopping on the green, that's not what we used to see in the US Open. So I would agree with that. And I guess the USGA has set its stall up to say level par is always going to be a good score and could well be the winning score. Do we like to see these players suffer? You know, some will say yes, maybe some will say no. I think what's happening, though, is the USGA has to border on the edge, because the technology, the ball they're playing with, the clubs they're playing with, and just the skill levels of these players, because they hit it so far, they're having to push the boundaries so much to set up a course to make it even level par could be a winning score. So, but yes, I mean, they've had the, you know, I guess you have the softer greens, and that's what you're looking for when, you know, you have it in Washington, where, you know, you're going to have softer greens there than maybe somewhere else in the summertime. And then the other thing is obviously that it's graduated rough, and maybe that's something they'll look into. I mean, people have been praising it, saying it's a good idea. But then when Rory comes along and shoots this great score, everyone's going to maybe be critical. I mean, sometimes you can just say one player just played great. But at the same time, yes, when you're seeing a ball consistently back up on a green, that's not what we see on the US Open, particularly when they're doing it out of the rough. So, you know, I think part and parcel of being, you know, maybe picking a course, you know, at a certain time of year, you know, the golf course, had they maybe firm their greens up a little bit more, maybe you could get a bit borderline, you know, the weather went the wrong way,
mm-hmm.
they could lose the greens. I mean, these are things I just don't know enough about, you know.
Finally, Neil, I know you knew I wasn't going to let you come get out of here without putting you on the spot. Rory McIlroy has been so close at the Masters. He was so close at the Masters earlier this year. He won the U.S. Open. Two more majors are left on the schedule, the Open Championship and the PGA Championship. Does he win one of those majors?
Well, Jacob, I am, you know, every I like to put a bet on the majors. And every time I put a bet on, I lose money. So I'm not a very good tipper. So if I said, I don't know, it's interesting. He hit it for a kid that comes from Ireland, certainly near the coast.
Mm-hmm.
He has a very high ball flight, so I could see where he would suit the American courses maybe a little bit easier than the links courses. But you know, he's just such a good ball striker. You know, when you hit the ball out the middle of the face, it goes through the wind. And so I think he's got there. I think he's got a chance. Personally, I'm rooting for Lee Westwood. I think he's the most complete player in the world right now, and I'm hoping he gets a major on his resume. But will Rory win one? He's got every chance to. I would say it's maybe a 50-50 bet. There you go. I don't know. I'm not getting in the bookmaking business right now.
I hear you.
But it's a toss-up.
Well, Neil, thanks so much for giving us some of your time. I know you're on the road this morning, but we appreciate it as always.
You're welcome, Jacob. You're welcome. Thanks for having me on, and good luck with the show.
I will, and hopefully we'll talk soon again surrounding the Open Championship in about a month from now.
Yeah, I look forward to it. I've played the course before, and so I know a little bit about Royal St. George's, and should be a good one.